now we have a draft report before us. I understand from the week draft table in the previous meeting, with the intention for members to go and wait and come back and formally discuss it and adopt it for the APC. So today is that time where we need to really look at it. And because this is also part of our legacy, we have to make sure that we do a change. I have seen the report. I've done my own amendment that I will contribute to. And I'm hoping that that's the case that I will have. If I indicated the meeting is still open. We will now end over to, and you welcome members. And thank you very much for the message that I received from members. Well, we should message. I'm happy that I'm much, much stronger than that. When I left there, my work is committed. Some states to help me. And it was very, very wonderful. One was well one time, and then after a few minutes, after things have changed. And she helped me out to then carry with my daughter because she was also very strong. And I think I want to continue to recover fully. Can we then send over to Kwebu for apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. I have with me two apologies. One from Honorable Olomisa and another from Mamisa, our committee researcher, who is attending, who took a family responsibility. Honorable Marae indicated that he will be joining us.
Can you consider the report? We're going to go through page by page. That's how we're going to go. The report is following the guidelines that document that was given by the was drafted and signed off by the House, by the Speaker and the Chairperson of the Institute. So there is a format, already given format in the guidelines document. week for this.
I'm just thinking aloud on the very first sentence there, in the inverted commas. Should it be the small t or should it be the big t? I'm not sure, but I just thought it should reflect more.
Given the difference, put the capital or modest capital structure described in the pattern. Okay. Silence and content.
Not continue because of that. We have, you know, maybe I'm not sure whether we are going to do that, and then whether are they not going to raise an issue and they find ourselves maybe to be clear on that one. How are we doing the grammatical work or the competitive structure, and then we are creating the content or we are going to do the patterns and.
Okay, I think what we could do is to deal with both, because really this is our definite identity. If we feel that, of course, we have to deal with substantial issues. We can, even if it's grammatic, it has to be a substantial one. The small one, actually, that they need to be edited, they could be edited, and we could say, for instance, just bring that to the attention of. But I think even grammar sometimes it can distort, you know, the whole context. So I think we need to deal with those issues. Let's deal with both, but really we don't need to go to the smallest one. Let's deal with those that are quite substantial. Thank you. Padma Bhasa, do you want to come in again on the phone?
No, actually, I'm coming for the first time on this one. I think that the spirit of that statement should be understood to be emphasizing that the secretariat should do the work such that it is almost perfect. The secretariat should do the work to a point where the grammatical errors are almost not there. And then that's one statement. But the second statement, it's also true that we shouldn't find that we are doing a huge percentage of the work that should be done by the secretariat. But on how we conclude the matter, I agree with you, Comrade Chair, with the addition that even the smallest detail
we don't note it, by implication we mean everything is perfect. And the secretary may not be aware that there is something missing. But I also note, I don't think maybe you were intending that we delve into too long a discussion on this. We just wanted us to remind each other where we are.
Yes, I don't think we need to discuss this further. Can we then continue with the content of the report? Of which I think it's worth noting. No. I think we realize that we don't have any content advisor still. We were told that the speaker was reviewing the content advisor issue, but the fact is that other committees have 3 people, even 4 people. We still only have 2 people, which most of the time also is not that consistent. Meaning that Kwebu, you have to work very hard to ensure that we but we only have this committee, no other committee. We don't want to students or the students before where you come to a meeting and that's that fresh it's like the writing for the minister's approach. So you must dedicate the time to the issue of recording. I must officially indicate here that I was worried and I did speak to you about it. And then whenever you must obtain a recorder. You must obtain a recorder because that helps you understand what it helps you to write and go back and refer. But also to write, to be present in the meeting and continue to learn. It's very attentive, very important. What is going to help us, that's why we have to support. Otherwise, really, you can't share and be able to take minutes at the same time. We can there and there, but it won't be like you away the focus of writing minutes. We try to ask the pressure also to assist in the structure in the absence of the content advice. And I'm hoping that things will improve. Can we go back to the report? We just emphasizing that so that you are able to give us reports that are really workable. Okay, comments to welcome. Okay.
Yes. Okay, please take my apology. It's my own fault. I've just got confused about time and being up on the
job. Okay. We just started it, sure. Yeah. Can we continue on page 3? If we don't have anything, we can continue. The next page 4. Page 4. Page 5?
1.2.
Okay.
Why would they decide to promote government activities? That is something government activities effort for children.
We take it as it is from the department of government. It's something that the country that's what they say. Page 5. 7. I think it's best to look on the last sentence with one group one point.
Can you give us
7. Page 8. Anything wrong with that? Both quality and quantity. It's an odd. Thank you.
The fourth bullet point concerned us more here.
Fourth bullet?
It confirms that morals kill. There's an FMMP development in culture. I'm just worried about the use of the word to kill. Is there no better formation? As a puppet myself, aside from you. I know who came up with that term. And really, I mean, I know who definitely put that language there in the comments.
Or
negative in petrol.
Let's really concern that more stifle the economic development in township or impact negatively on the economic development. I think impacts negatively.
Yes.
Yes, doctor?
I think marginal or inhibit is also a appropriate measure. Inhibit
economic development. I think that is one function. We agree with inhibit. Yeah. Okay. I thought we had visited three provinces. It was Eastern Cape, Free State, and Gauteng. And I think we have to put it likewise and put the data.
Is this not appropriate in a test? Really? No, just that came up as some issue, right? Instead of the being that the country has a section which says oversight with it. And then we just deal with it.
We could say that. The point is finding from oversight.
No, I'm not saying, I know, but it's just oversight is the same, it's crushing everything. I'm saying it's not appropriate that we have them in order that we duplicate this data, just saying, instead of just saying oversight, you said this is not right oversight. Can't we put them, let's say, in the phone call or what?
Now, you put two instead of three. That's all I say, you must put three, the third one, which is the distance case. Because you followed, like I indicated, you followed the guidelines in terms of what is needed. And the form is the format. Because it clearly says you must say something about the oversight. And I don't know if I'm addressing what you're talking about. Because this area is talking about the impact of our oversight over the department, what issues came about. Are we all satisfied with the way it's here, or we agree with our quid that we need to structure it as the other way around, or much better than what it is now. Babu Mabasa.
If it is not interfering with the guidelines, I would second what it is saying, because 3.2 as it says, that if it just suddenly thrown into the thick of things, whereas if we have a toxic substance over 5 minutes, and then from there, 3.2 as it has become an element.
Commissioner, I'm not quibbling with whatever, but my secondment would actually be with you. But fundamentally, it's factual that we visited three provinces, and we are not thinking that we visited three provinces in the country. And it will be doing due service not only to us but also to the problem concerned, because we're exposed to so many things, including what currently happened immediately after we left the Eastern Cape, because as was written by Volkswagen executives, 792 people have now been retrenched in Volkswagen. And you'll remember that they were actually informed us that there would be people. There are contracts that are coming to expire, and immediately thereafter, and the people have now been. So it is actually getting, and also all the Tukuka. And so that's why I'm saying that factually, those things need to be careful again. In the same way that we are also highlighting what things came up, even with regard to recommendations. Even with regard to recommendations, because issues around the auto industry, which currently are being responded to, if I listen quite well, and from the recommendations that are coming from relevant departments. And, you know, even one of the issues, for instance, around the question of recommendations that I would really urge that we come up with is the question of summer, which is non-existent, more or less, in this case. And you remember that when we asked the department, they still puzzled. There was nothing. And so really saying that. I'm seconding your recommendation on the oversight as well as recommendation on the inclusion of summer and the recommendation.
Okay. And the structure, I think, is something that you deal with just to organize issues and in such a way that they become very clear. I think that is can we still, we're still on page 8, those ones still want to comment on page 8.
I have appointed the technical recommendation.
Yes. The one on summer? Yes. Can we come? Still on page 8? I have actually. Can you continue? About mental distance?
This is more Russian, the number of countries, the second line.
Yeah.
The center is that it was the committee in this line, the second line could be used. Maybe it can. So, this is for the second line of the national account on the street.
I know that we don't want to deal with security things, but the third line from the bottom, there's a full stop there and after one, just so that we do something. Either we do something with the full stop or we attend to the issue.
Where was it? Where is the issue?
The committee strongly expressed its respect to the slow progress in the kingdom of the country, more especially expanded one. Issue so called that full stop.
Number 10, the full stop is correct. Issue must have a capital.
Yes.
That
issue. Okay, from the committee. Okay. Can you go then to page before we go to the economic development vote, you know, I feel there are issues that we did not include here. The issue of accommodation, that is the office space, it was raised sharply by the department itself and also by the entity. And the committee asked the department to look at ways of reducing their dependence on the DTI, on the space issue. Because if you remember, it was they complained about the DTI, and they complained about the issue around the attrition rate issue. That might be a contribution, because the issue that is raised here, that the difficulty is being posed is due to the lack of relevant skills. To me, and to the committee, as we discussed, what I also was that might not be the only reason. The other reason might be that people are not feeling comfortable with office because in the department because of lack of office space. We've seen, we went to Pretoria, we've seen how people are accommodated, including very senior managers, deputy director general, you know, sharing offices, small offices, some having open offices. And I wouldn't, if I went to work there, really, for you to think probably you can't work in that environment, where people pass to go to the toilet, all of them, you know, your office is here, everything is so packed in such a way that you can't even focus. I think we spoke sharply about the issue, that issue. I think also although it didn't affect the entities that much, but I think Competition Commission complained, and to some extent the Competition Tribunal complained. Kula was fine, but some complained about the office space. Even though the city says it's not. I'm talking in relation to the issue around the freedom of hope. Because we feel the hope, then where would the people go? Some people are residing, and we didn't know whether they're residing, but we don't have the exit report. Because the exit report could tell us that it's because of 127. But there are senior managers who have resigned. You know, after a month or two having joined the department, what would be the reason for that in a department that is newly established? I mean, everybody must be looking forward to working in the department. And in the absence, and the manager responsible for human resources indicated that the exit report is something that they have been working on.
But I think the issue of accommodation is very critical, and we need to add the bullets to talk about this.
Okay.
And I'm going to
I put it actually under just before the economic development, the whole one, under those figures, that table on page 9, in terms of my report, I mean, my input. I don't know if it's the appropriate input, but I thought because this was the analysis by the committee, I thought it must be there. Even though it could have been immediately after the explanation on the spending, which was emphasized, no feeling of hope, we could have put it somewhere there. But I thought maybe it needed, you know, a separate, because it addresses both things, the issue of vacancies or non-filling of vacancies or resignations, and it also addresses the general working environment for the employees. I'm not sure whether members are comfortable with that. I see nodding of heads. Yes, Dr. Rafa.
I'm agreeing with you, but I still think that the committee should go a little bit further and say we'd like to have management within the department. How are they going to alleviate the accommodation shortage? I mean, Madam Chair, are they going to lease additional accommodation, or are they going to build new? I still think we should ask them to come up with proactive steps. How are they going to alleviate the situation?
That is permanent, because remember they gave, the DCI briefed the committee that the DCI is moving out the commission, the new established commission, and they have few offices, and the members complained that is not sufficient, because we need a permanent. That's why in this recommendation I'm saying they must look at ways of reducing their dependence on the DTI. Because otherwise it would be, you know, a recurring issue going forward. We don't want to hear about this problem going forward. Is that not sufficient, Dr. Rabbi? Or
no,
you want it to be put strong?
No, I'm not sure. I think that's sufficient.
It's sufficient, okay. Thank you. Members, do you agree? Okay, thank you. May we proceed to the next page? There, Baba Mabasa.
I assume I'm on page 9 for the chair.
Yes, page 9.
I know that when we speak, we tend to use many ways, but the secretary has tried to say the gratitude should be prepared. The fifth line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the issue of promoting green economy.
That is on top?
Yes, the first paragraph.
Oh, okay.
And then line number 5.
Yeah.
The issue, I'm wondering whether we need the waste issue. Because we could say the promotion and of green economy activities at the same time, or promoting green economy activities so that we can remove the issue of.
You want to help on the...
In a way, that's activities that we can carry and objectives. We must say activities must be carried. And you know, objectives.
I would have said promoting green economy activities need to be prioritized and reflected. Those are spending patterns of the department. What about the MDGs? I've added here, because we did discuss them, that the department needs to incorporate MDG right, the inheritance in their daily work, especially those that has to do with the children's poverty and unemployment. With special focus on indicators such as genetic deficiency and child mortality due to malnutrition. I was saying we needed to, maybe in a nutshell, to incorporate, the department needs to incorporate the MDG. What I was asking, is it correct to say MDG imperative in their daily work? Because that's a requirement that we remember we were first also in the discussion from the MDG workshop. Especially the two, that of reducing poverty and unemployment. If you remember our discussions on the MDGs, we did talk about them. And the main indicators that were welcome to us were that of looking at stabilizing. It's good to say stabilizing the Gini coefficient. Economics can help us, Delta and Babu Ngonya. And child mortality rate due to malnutrition. I think, can you read how you place it?
The
members will indicate whether they agree.
The incorporation of MDG imperative in the department daily work, especially those things that reduce from poverty and unemployment, and then you can say IE, child stabilizing, child mortality, and Gini coefficient.
How are members taking this? That's immediately after promoting or the promotion of green economy activity. We then put in this because this is one area that we were really looking around. This is the green economy around issues of climate change. I think that's the contribution. And then the MDGs are the can members talk to that, please? Members,
please. Yeah, so I'm stabilizing the mortality. Can we talk about reducing the mortality rate?
Okay. Are we okay with that? Thank you very much. We'll proceed then to the table there is as taken from the ENE, I think. Can we look at the analysis, Babu Mabasa?
I'm just inviting members to look into the
think that has to do with in UK or American English. And it's something that we have to agree which one to adopt to the community so that we don't need them. And that's the administrator's responsibility we have to do with them so that we don't confuse them. Okay. Thank you. The content of the analysis, can you tell me that? Can you go down to page 10? Yes, on page 9.
On page 9.
Okay, coming.
On page 9, after the program, just before name. We must consider if we shouldn't have a comma, not because it's a little funny if it just programs mainly, so just it's a consideration.
Okay.
Thank you. Sure. Yes. No, I just want to check if this program analysis, is there no way of taking it into maybe based on too full to read, but
it doesn't
encourage
it.
Yeah.
Numbers can break it. Because if you analyze the administration, there must be that administration.
Yes.
Then you come to the next one, economic policy development, and then economic policy, and then the economic development is then. So that it's not, you know, all together. I've realized this is happening even in others. So this is something I thought I would talk to you to reorganize. Are we satisfied with the holder? Apart from the question, can you go to page 10? On receipts. You say the department receipts increased by 6. Is that the correct thing? Is there something skipped? Is it a percentage? Is that 6%? Yeah, you must put it correctly. Either you put a percentage as a symbol or in the form. And then also on the following, or the paragraph that moves over the medium term period, the revenue is expected to increase. Is it expected to increase to or from? That must be also clear because it's, was above it said 2, 2, 4, 3. Why are you repeating that? Because it increased from 2.30 to 2.43.8 in this financial year, and then it's intending to increase further in the ensuing financial year. So that it becomes very clear, you don't, you know, that's a trouble.
No,
what
about the medium term period?
Yes.
The revenue is expected to increase from 243 to 2363.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
him to contact better the revenue.
I think if you compare the ICC and the tribunal, because the tribunal does not utilize the penalty it is given to the treasurer, but the ICC accumulates in the ICC system. Now I'm checking this one to say if we say the revenue as if the tribunal is also benefiting, I mean utilizing the same amount that they generate from the penalties, because I believe they send it to the treasurer. I want to check that whether it is correct to put it together as the same. It's just used as the same as the ICC.
Yeah, here that does indicate in how they receive money, their money. They are received from other businesses. It's not utilization, because in terms of utilization, they still have to make requests from the treasurer if they really want to make use of that money. But otherwise, the treasurer decides how to allocate the money. You know, it's not the department system. So here they were just explaining what this is where we're receiving our revenue. But every department has to raise revenue into the central revenue fund. But I agree that with the ICC, it remains within the ICC, and then just what happens is that it just is left. It doesn't go to the department. But how then do you account? It's something that perhaps we needed to have dealt with in terms of our discussion, but we lost that opportunity. We can still pursue it going forward, I think. I don't think we lost that. We can still pursue it in terms of the analysis, of which I agree with you, with why would the department then take ICC as revenue generated by it? Not limited, it is something that remains with me. But I think here it was just a matter of highlighting where the department derives its own revenue from. Or, I'm putting it wrong, their contribution to the National Revenue Fund. The main source is actually local. It doesn't say anything here about the ITEC, for instance, because ITEC also issues penalties, but maybe it's because that as an implementation or administration part is done through the DPR. That's why we're not reflecting. Babu Mabasa?
Good comment. If I understand. Is saying if the sentence is left as it is, then it also implies that the penalties imposed also go to the department.
I think it's something that we need to pursue, because I agree with the WIP. This is really something that we have neglected as a committee that we need to, going forward, to be looking at, so that we can further clarify what they really mean by the WIP. the fact that you lost the opportunity this one, but going forward you must really focus on it. And it cannot only be two sources of revenue collection from the department. Because they should be having money that they are also saving from, you know, income generated through interest from the bank. It should be because they have a lot of money that they haven't spent. And that money generates interest. They should be also telling us. And I think it is, it should be there in the unknown. Just that we just overlook that. But would you want to make a follow-up?
To me, agree on to be safe to say, because when we are engaging with them, the tribunal and said, the money is taken to the treasurer, and then the treasurer will refuse to pay, because we are asking to say, why can't they keep this money? And they said, no, they cannot, because this is the work of the treasurer to decide to where the money goes. So, and then I was saying here, the ICC, the money they can raise, it's inside the ICC, it's revolving around the ICC. They use it so they keep it as a surplus and all that. Now I was saying, this one for the tribunal, it doesn't go to the department, but it goes to the treasurer. So that's what I was saying. Why do we count it? It's also received by the department. But anyway, they do receive it, but they pass it on to the treasurer.
All money, all revenue collected is passed through the department treasurer. So the department has to declare their sources of revenue. Because they have to, as part of treasury, as the treasurer, as the minister announces that we're going to be collecting this much in the financial year, in the current financial year, it includes the projections made by the department or entities through the department. So what they are doing here, they're just explaining how they, you know, the receipts, what they got, for instance. This is how they are doing this. We need to analyze that. That's the part I'm asking. As a committee, for us to have a report, we need to analyze it so that we are able to make a meaningful contribution in that. Because, of course, all money generated by departments or entities, they have to go to the National Revenue Fund. So that the National Treasury can then decide where that money goes. Unless an entity or the department requests for permission to utilize that money, and that permission is granted, can only be granted by Treasurer after discussions with the Cabinet, of course, for further investigation. If, for instance, the tribunal wants to use part of that money, they have to request through the department or treasurer itself to use that money. If that's the utilization aspect of it, because this is just how clarifying how they get their revenue, how they generate their revenue in the department. And I think your issue that you've raised also raises other issues, like I said, that are these the only two sources of revenue for the department? It cannot be. Maybe I'm saying sources for generation of revenue in the department. No. So it calls for us then to even look at it further going forward are you okay on that? Can we leave it at that at the moment we leave it at this because it's as per their explanation, as per their document, and then we then put a responsibility on our shoulders that going forward we have to really deal with this mess. Pay attention to it. Because I agree the tribunal raised this, the competition commission raised this issue, Kula raised the same issue too, if you recall well. It's just that some of them were granted permission to utilize the money. I think it was some, or even ITEC was granted permission to utilize the money by Treasure. So they it's something that directly needs to be clarified further by the department. Can we move from this matter? Page 10. Analysis of the annual report and financial statement. Are we accepting?
I wanted to say let's agree to it, Chair, except this is attributed by the rate. This is attributed to, I suppose. Am I right?
Wait, is that?
It's the second sentence from the second last sentence in that
paragraph 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is attributed to the way the fishbowl starts to ROS. I assume in that section.
Attributed by the rating which posts are filled as the department in its first year of operation. Okay. Attributed to.
Is it
true that the department is in its first year of operation? But I may change it to that. But not because starting from five, the first paragraph under five, where you're saying, I think it's line number 3, 2010, 11 is the department's first MCS. I don't think it's correct. Just as it was administered by the DTI. Because their budget is there, it says that they've joined it. The budget of joint has been accounted for under IDTI. Yes. Can we discuss that they be on the same understanding of us?
No, Chair, I think it's the truth already. I was quibbled with the specific as usually, and they said that it's plenty of money to law. Rather, early years of issues going through its early years of operation. Because the fact of the matter is that you can't expect a department like this one, which doesn't have the necessary infrastructure to be able to move as quickly as possible on all the. I think the principle is around the question of everything.
I think
that
their first annual report, which is first annual report and their first audit. The first year of being audited as an independent department. But otherwise, they were allocated funds, but they were jointly administered under DCR and accounted for under DCR. The previous financial year, they are now independently, you know, accounting. Because they did have their annual report, but the Russians, no, they didn't have what their annual report. Yes, it was under PCI. Okay, is that the understanding we all have? Thank you. Any other on page 10? Are you reading it together with the previous sentence?
Yes.
Okay.
The commission reported the one incident which has sent appeal court and by the Supreme Court which has met the number 5 over 6 against the commission, named the date from the subpoena, rather than the merits of the case. The commission has still failed to do this for years for some of those cases, for some. To appeal some of these cases. There's something missing there. There's some disposition there.
But in some of those cases,
you need to
explain the previous sentence.
It does explain the issue, but I agree with you. But I'm just talking about.
That's the issue.
I'm just talking about appeal, to appeal some of these cases.
That's what they said.
You appeal for the case. Eh?
Because I think Commissioner Rambul kept on talking about that, expressing that we have until some of the case.
Okay. And we talk about rules again or found again.
We're using the language he used because we're taking that they are the experts in this field. Yeah. Okay. Any other? Can we go to the next level? Are we satisfied with what we with the competition committee? Can we go to Kula? Anything under Kula? Anything under Kama? Are we okay? There's a bullet under summer 3. Or maybe to start on the bullet 2. Then it was noted that there are similar institutions to summer in other African countries have done well in terms of impact of the support given to national territories. Are we satisfied with the sentence going to written? Understand the gist is to talk about the intent. But Mama was a mental system to follow.
I'm wondering if it's a
we Is it not with regard to? With regards to the impact on the support given, any other, how do you feel about that? Okay, can we continue? The second, paragraph, it was concerning to the committee. Correct. It was concerning to the committee that there was seemingly few or no international sanctions so far undertaken by some of the ministers. I think this bullet really, I think I didn't want to talk about it during the committee, but if you recall well, the board before this one indicated that they embarked on various trips to various countries. They mentioned that they went to where the province, Bangladesh. They said they went to Bangladesh, they went to Brazil, I think. Yeah, they went to Kenya, I think. It was Kenya, I don't know in which other country. So I don't know when we say they have not embarked on international sanctions. What are we supposed to say? I think it was Mr. Mare who asked this question or Dr. Rajiv. Oh, no, it was the Singh, yeah. The Singh who asked this question. And I feel that it is really unfair to them to be asking this question to them when they really, during their first presentation, they briefed the committee on the on where they got the money from. I don't know whether
information to empower yourself to do your job better. Whether that is intellectual curriculum or whether that is getting information from the various embassies or the different missions abroad or from other sister institutions. I don't think it must be measured against how many overseas study students, because then we but the indications say don't spend money because then we will judge that you have done well. Mm-hmm. No. That's a long message.
Okay. Are we not doing? Remember the interest rate we talked about with consistency. I think that's the correct term. Discouragement is not so much just in the department quantities, but it's from utilizing the the opportunity to provide large summer. Can we go to page 12? Yes, Babu.
The issue there is a principle. Very consistency around the question of the high interest rate may have an effect of the carrying. Because I think that's the principle that we try to express. And if we can prove it, but our responsibility is to ensure that people don't find themselves or maybe in that kind of situation.
But when I look at the last part, 1 minute, and the summer, it was not addressing the inconsistency issue. And therefore, that is important to say that we need to really do away with that. Unless we want to bring it, we can always bring it to the bullet, the last of one bullet, integrating or incorporating the job. Because that one says the committee took some up to task, and then the committee expressed its dissatisfaction over what was viewed as a selective or inconsistent application of rules pertaining to summer or accessing of summer funds. How is that? We correct him, yeah? In that level. It further says it was alleged that different provinces applied different sets of rules and procedures, something viewed as unfair to other provinces.
Chapter
the second one not explaining the first one?
I'm not sure how can we put it correctly. We must remember that it is not the summer which has been this lending to the end use, but it is the archive to
the FS2s and the
The RFI, they just put their interest, which is huge and valuable. Now, I'm not sure how to devote it. It's seemingly here we are saying the summer. It's not the summer. It's these people.
But those people came about as a result of the intervention by government creating the summer. Some of us created as an aid fund that is supposed to assist the poorest of the poor in trying to generate income for themselves and their families, and also creating economic activity in the rural areas.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Whether you are listening to say it's not giving these interests. I mean, the interest is done by the RFI, who, when they give to the end user, they say, we are lending you at 40%, at 30%, and you find that the SAMAC is not aware of it, because SAMAC gives the RFI, and then the RFI say, when they lend to the end user, then you find that they interest, and then but that interest is not charged by the farmer.
At the end of the day, farmer is responsible for ensuring that their objective or their mandate is achieved. How do we ensure that this is done? You can't go to an RFI and say, why are you doing that? You have to challenge some of the monitor, the work. So that's why we were saying monitor your work, so that you are able. Because we were with some of whoever we were going, and they had, and they were comfortable with that. The Western Cape, we were there, they were talking 40% interest rate, 24% interest rate. That, who was the gentleman, was it Abraham or William? Was aware of that. We went to KwaZulu-Natal, they were chatting that much, and they were aware of that. First day, Gauteng we went, they were aware, but Gauteng applied the correct version of the rule. The fact is that even in Free State, but you can see in Free State, the people who are able to do the who are already in business, who are borrowing, and they are able to pay those types of things. But as ordinary persons from the rural, this rural level couldn't. So the farmers must do their work. That's what we added them.
Yeah, but you remember the estimate certainly was saying, who is the attacking person? We were wired with the chief person. Because they were not aware.
They said intermediary.
No.
We then sent them back to say, your target is not the intermediary, it's the end. The government is targeting that rural person. It's not targeting the intermediary. Because the FSCs are established so that they can also be able to help each other. And those end users are part of the FSCs because they are members of the FSCs. So we challenge them to look at the act itself and make sure that they apply the same, talk to their people. Because even the intermediaries, there are very few that are existing in South Africa. So that's why they are monopolizing the situation. So we said they must go, of which I think is what Ukwebu has not captured. We said they must go and look at the ways of assisting or of ensuring that the intermediary does not exploit the end beneficiary. But the problem is how it is put here. But there was an observation by the committee. That was an observation. I think the observations and the recommendations should go there. That was a principle of the committee. But on two, I don't know if the thing we show you is we have more than an eye. Let's see, she was the end of the day. I still recall that the IGUA, you came very strongly on this matter. And they were not aware who is their actual target. They were saying end user, they were saying intermediaries because they can't go to the end user, they have to go via the intermediary because they are not a bank on their own.
So, I was trying to
actually, we said we must use the Limpopo version of the must replicate what Limpopo is doing to other provinces. Because they said Limpopo is the very best model. Because it's really, some of it's really benefiting people. We thought it was Gauteng because it's never experienced Limpopo, because it's been Gauteng. And the way the lady was explaining, very clear that really they have a correct understanding. But then when they came, they said no. Some of them, they said no, we have the best implementing model in Limpopo. As a result, Limpopo has won. You know, I can't remember what they were, they have won, but it's their best. Okay, can we then proceed to 5.1.4? Okay, sorry, before that, the last bullet. After reporting that some of Austin outsourced an external auditing unit to finalize its book, the committee questioned the wisdom around that external audit. Remember the issue was around the internal audit unit and the internal audit committee and their failure to establish the internal audit unit with people from some of the staff. So they had to take to
I remember that very well.
Yeah.
And I think it was also to do with the other department who has got the self-regulatory internal audit division, and the head was outsourced on a continuous basis. But not, but obviously I think the practicalities of that is an internal audit unit can do their work on a day-to-day basis from 8 till 5, whatever the time is. And when it is outsourced, it is obviously not outsourced on a 24/7 or 7 days a week or 5 days a week basis.
Yes, but that's also constant.
Yeah.
Yes. You remember what was. But we didn't say we were as opposed to hiring an internal audit team. The internal audit team normally is appointed from the members, from the people, the employees within.
I think the work must be appointed.
Mm.
Because hiring means that this is someone that is actually outsourced. And I think, Madam Chair, the concern that we've had is that if that is outsourced, that means that you, on a day-to-day basis, cannot pick up all the problems. And then, obviously, if it is outsourced, then if they identify them in the history, whereas an internal audit team can continuously identify the issues, rectify that, and we can go on the same page.
Yeah. The reason why there's an internal audit team is to deal with the Remember, Mentor just came with the issues around the risk management. How do you identify risks when you come, once in a while? And how then does the department or the entity respond to those? Because, the issue of time. Because by the time the committee comes in, with those issues, who will be able to then alert the audit committee around those issues. And then that's a cycle because it leads to the auditors. By the time the auditor general comes, there are so many management issues in such a way that the both the internal audit and the audit committees won't be able to deal with them. I think the concern was around the daily management of the risks and so forth. Identification of risk and alerting the audit committee and the minister and the DG around those issues, or even the board itself around the issues. So the contradiction, we were looking at how to make sure that the internal audit works as prescribed by the PFMA. But I think the intention of the PFMA was to allow them to help the process before the Auditor General does that the annual audit. I don't know how I'm going to put it, but this one is not really taking out what we meant.
Can we go to item?
I'll be happy with the inconsistencies that we are not highlighting some of the issues. The analysis by the committee, observations by the committee, not here. That part is not here, and I think we must take it from that as a recommendation. Can we agree that as highlighted in 10.2, at the back, that last but one bullet. The International Trade Administration Commission should devise a sound communication strategy, as most people are not informed about what ITEC can offer to the South African colleagues. There was an observation to this regard. I think this is just a recommendation. It must follow an observation so that people can follow it. And then the one before that, ensure that law enforcement agencies work together rather than leaving it to the ITEC in order to tackle the challenge of fraudulent and illegal enforcement to the country. It can be better put, because we're talking about the customs, the immigration, work together with ITEC in dealing with the challenges, especially at the borders or ports of entry. Yes, this point is trying to put that. So I'm saying under observation, you must put the observation that the committee, you know, that is under ITEC. Because this one is under recommendation. Or it's under issues for consideration by Parliament, which are recommendations. They are under recommendations. Are you... On page 12, I was just referring you to that so that you look at the recommendation for ITEC on page 12. Am I confusing you? So it's not the device. I thought you were following me as I was directing you right now. Can you go to ITEC then? We have long finished, no? Mm. It's just that the way we have plucked it is, we put them in. This was supposed to come under ICC when we were discussing ICC, but then we took it out of the block and we put it along here. As a discussion, as observation, I don't know, but. And then you go back again to observation. It's like you're repeating one of the sentences. It's something that you need to do. But I want us just to look at the content and then reworking it in terms of probably structuring it with Jews and later.
just look at the content on page 5.1.1.
Just maybe correctly, the one thing that I'm just missing there is the progress of bringing in the other development finance institutions under, or small business development finance institutions in Kula and Sama under the IDC. Didn't they report on that as well? That progress? That small business unit in under IDC that is now going to be established?
Yeah, that's a separate review, I think. So reported as the progress from
yes.
Kula.
Yes,
and by the department itself.
But didn't IDC also?
I don't remember. Maybe I missed something there.
Mm-hmm.
But Mushera's only. You're working very hard trying to convince DA and others to make a joint effort in 2014.
I must say they've got good taste.
Come again?
They've got good taste.
They've got good taste.
Yes.
By approaching you.
Yes.
My goodness.
Okay.
You're going to follow them. There's a difference between following and being married to.
There's a merger.
There's a merger.
A merger. Not acquisition, it's a merger.
it's a merger without any subsidiaries. Then it's tantamount to absorption to me. Okay. So the merger, you can still. You can still, you know, be on your own, but under a particular name. But this one, be careful. Don't worry, we still want to break. You can still make an approach. That's a fine issue for you. That was on a lighter note. Can you come back to this one? Members, just remind me later if I forgot. I don't recall any mention by ICC of progress regarding the small unit or report on the small unit.
No, they didn't.
I don't remember that, yeah. Okay. What I don't understand is success with sourcing alternative funding. And hence 1.5 billion approved to companies through 2 billion UIF funds, creating and saving 30,000 jobs. Okay. Do you recall anything of this? Because this is still under, it is the money that was declared last year as part of the what is that called? The program, the training program?
I also learned that where they said that they will go and not just borrow money, but they will go to other institutions like the UAE Fund. They could be borrowing from them at a specific rate that is preferential to economic growth.
Okay.
Thank you.
May we then continue? Are we satisfied with what is being mentioned from under 5.1.5? Competition Tribunal. Note those inconsistencies in terms of sometimes we call it analysis, sometimes we call it observation. That's for pilots to observe and members to remember. Competition tribunal. Other sources of information? This is required by the BRRR reporting format. Committee's observation. Are we comfortable with them?
I'm wondering whether we are combining objects with the community, because when we very specific of the combination, where the topic goes off of the mission.
Yes, note what I said, that the African thing that really find that within the observation there are recommendations. The same thing when you look at recommendations, you may find that they are not really recommendations, but they're just observations. Can we just identify as we discuss? Yes. You want to continue on another?
No, it's on another bullet.
On another bullet. Method, if you want to come to that? Or you are on another bullet? Okay. But Mother can continue. I think the second bullet, something that we are repeating, we just have to go back and check whether there's any repetition, and where there's repetition, we do away with. The next one, nepotism.
This is this section that priority on creating jobs and opportunities for women has not been studied with adequate studies. If they are not given adequate attention, but we see clarity on creation as well.
Okay. The next one. They're all out, not rolling out. All out, rolling out.
on bullet form, and if we could just think together, do you think we would be correct at the sentence with particularly?
What is that?
Either we could do the same column or but to introduce something.
in that domain.
On the impact of such investment to on job creation, it's more about who are interested on the impact, with the interest or inquired, and rather than wanted to know, to polish it. I hope where will you care.
Which one is that? Talk to me.
Website.
I think the issue is also whether the agency next one, major implication. How we are doing with it? The committee raised one about staff exodus from the department, which led to the erstwhile deputy minister to the Department of Public Works. I think that was just an explanation needed. I don't think we need to put it here.
Thank you.
For the benefit of those members who are not part of the meeting, yeah, they did explain that they will bear the cost, but they also explained the benefits of such an action, because if they don't, then they will remain with this unclear mandate or area or of... Yeah, because most of the issues that said precedent, they meant or they led to them losing cases. So they wanted to clear the fact as to who has more power, who has power actually in relation to certain cases, as explained earlier on when we're dealing with the issues of competition commission. So they're just taking this matter to the Constitutional Court and not any other court, lower court, because they want this matter to be attended to expeditiously. Otherwise, they'll have to wait years and years before the matter is concluded, and that has a negative impact on the current cases that they're dealing with. I think that is clear. Mm-hmm. Very clear, no? So we need to remove this because it was, to me, start at the end to for other members, especially member inclusion, because I think it was explained, thoroughly explained.
The committee was concerned, but Dumping was still convening some of the tablets.
Are we satisfied with the decision, the center?
No, I was making some change. I was saying to this.
Yes, I've seen that the inspire.
I was saying the committee was concerned.
Yes, was concerned.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Okay. The question that follows is, are we satisfied with that center?
Chair, yes, I've got no problem with attendance. The one thing that I remember that I've raised is the concern about the correlation between the increase in the issuing of export permits for copper waste and the theft of copper in South Africa. And that is a concern because it seems to be a direct correlation. Because we don't produce those stuff that can be exported, so it's all waste. And we know that the waste is coming from copper, steaming copper, cable, things like that. But that has not been mentioned in here. And obviously somewhere in the future there will have to be a collaboration between ISAC and customs on and obviously police service. On you know, those that are stolen, not exported, and it seems like currently there's a huge lot of stuff being exported and there's no place where the copper is coming from.
Yeah, although we're not discussing it under copper, but we were
under ISAC.
Yes, it was under ISAC. The corporation and
yes.
And coordination of efforts from various stakeholders, especially the security agents and those that have been. We did speak about that.
Yeah, but I don't see it in here.
No, it was correct. It was actually put in another page about the coordination. But I agree that we need to put something, because these are general observations.
Yeah.
Who was next? Okay. I'm glad you are getting up. You are waking up now. It was lunch. Whenever you get up for sleeping up, if you are sleeping, you seem to be the most. No, man, the mother is overworking. You see? I must write officially to your president, the quarter. Okay, the next, can you deal with 8.1?
The issue that you raised around the question of utilization of revenue, but statement. I wonder if it cannot be included as part of this conversation.
Yeah, I think so. Can we put that one and the other into it? This is the issue you raised. I think the how we raise how we're going to raise it. But I will raise a good volunteer because my understanding was that you were raising, I know it's a committee issue, but I'm putting it because you raised it again. The issue of other entities like ICC, ISAC, Apocool, and some. Because some of the 3%, the school are 3%, 3 to 4% is some of them. Where do they take that money back into their own usage? Kula, I did hear that they made a special request to trader and they were granted at some stage. I think it is in the previous financial year. But we haven't really asked about whether how they declare actually their own revenue generation. Come again? They borrow other things. Some of them. Yeah. And then they get the interest. Although they are debtors at the end, they have to minus that, but. Minus every year, yes. might have said this before, but on revenue, you declare claims on a monthly basis with the department or with the president. You just reconcile at the end of the year, that's all. But I think the issue, the main concern was around those that are able to utilize their own revenue share without going the route of the treasurer. We need to clarify those. That's one. Secondly, the declaration by the department of other entities that help in generating own revenue. And their own departmental own revenue generation. They need to calculate on that one. I don't know whether it would be fair to raise it like that now or to first ask the department, because we haven't asked them, to be honest, for them to clarify themselves.
I wanted to suggest that maybe we need to raise this as a clarity on the protocol of utilization and liberation of the revenue by all entities. In other words, there must be some clear protocol which the department adopts, which deals with declaration as well as utilization.
Okay. Are we in agreement? Okay.
So this is coming.
Are you covered?
Yeah, I want to do this.
Okay. We only deal with entities. We established that. All right.
Madam,
8.1.
Just before we go to 8.1, I've just had a brief look forward. I don't see anything about that copper theft and issues in the copper export certificate.
Yeah, no, we didn't deal with copper. That's why I was specifically saying we dealt with the matter, although we're not looking at the copper issue.
No, we didn't look at the copper issue, but...
Before you came in, we dealt with the issue around the collaboration with of the custom and ITEC and others.
Specifically on copper?
No, not on copper.
Okay.
I was dealing with
it
in general.
Okay, but an observation was certainly done in the committee with ITEC about the enormous increase, the very strong increase in the issuing of export certificates for copper waste.
Yes, I remember you.
And it was raised. So in the observation, you mentioned nothing of a concern of that nature.
What was the response on that?
The response was that they only issuing export certificates. It's not their job to decide whether an export certificate is legal or not of the product. So that is a concern. That there was a strong.
So this report that and together with the cooperation with other agencies.
Possibly, because I'm because apparently there seems to be an apparent correlation between the strong increase in the issuing of mainly export certificates for copper waste and the theft of copper and the damage that is done to the economy.
Working in silence, not consulting any other person, and you find that by the time the state security agency
is
very late, they have already issued
those. That's why we're talking cooperation.
Okay. Okay, we'll give that as an example.
Okay.
Thank you. Are we in agreement? Okay. There are no politics into it, it's just
it's economic.
The economic issue. 8.1. Cool. our question is quality. Let's look at I thought here the one suggestion that for consideration by Parliament, what do you want Parliament to endorse or discuss in as far as the way that was done?
Are we satisfied
with point one?
That part,
or let's look at the introduction first.
I wanted to say on that preamble, this sentence says, with the new growth path having been declared, the country is the correct policy.
Great.
It's the second sentence. With the new growth path having been declared, the country is the correct policy.
Calling on the Parliament, for instance, to call on departments, like saying to implement it as a guide.
The crux of the new growth path will be the coordination between the parties. And it's not only one or two of us, that's all.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
There's one economic policy for the country. There can be many policies. Nothing has to cover to that. And others are just focused. Okay, we agree with the issues. I think they should be as outlined in the NGP.
Relating to public sector, private sector,
private and public. Public and private. Manufacturing, like a culture, like a thing. If we say private and compulsion.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, put it in public and private sector.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we covered. Can we go? Can we go to the next one? If the first bullet is covered. The second one. Remember our private tip, job creation, growth. 2014, master created 9. Where are we now? 2011. 5 million jobs to master future carbon finish and employment by 15%.
I'm not sure for the chair whether I'm commenting on something that we are not yet addressing. But on that GDP growth, I also wanted to propose that we change that component, ensure that component of growth to change them to prerequisite for growth.
We don't have a sound fiscal policy.
Well, I think we have got a sound fiscal policy. But obviously, in some policy, if it needs to be amended for, you know, to drive a specific objective, then it must be amended in that regard. But just in terms of...
Yeah, but the sentence, that's a really good statement, it's not correct.
Components of growth, that's probably components in support of growth. Is it fiscal policy that is keeping the backbone? And not driving growth, but that.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the political statement.
Also, Madam Chair, that one about encouraging private sector competition, not just private sector competition, it's competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In general. So
No, I think we'll have to rework this when together with them look into the whole thing. But in principle, do you agree with this point, the five points that are raised here?
Yeah.
Okay, as the key issues that Parliament should really support the committee. Or support the NGP, or the committee in pursuing and showing the implementation of the NGP.
I just have one concern, colleague Chair, that where we speak of SMMP, I thought there was a stage when we agreed that we should always say SMMPs and cooperatives.
Our cooperative is not 49 this morning.
Not yet in
7
Okay,
I know. And I think we all are going to agree to the appointee without any doubt. If we agree, let's go to recommendations then.
That's a minor point, sir.
Yes.
Parliament is guided by its indicator.
That's all what we've been doing here.
Okay.
Okay. Can it go to recommendation? I don't even mind that to be less than a few minutes now.
Yeah.
because, you know, if you first have the minister to a human being, that the ministry is the political head of the department. So you might say that a ministry working with the department or and the department should ensure, you know, so that you actually encapsulate, because let's face it, the minister and his office are the political drivers of the program. So perhaps we could cast a slightly different.
There are also administrative responsibilities. What the minute, you know, my wife conversation is that if you isolate a ministry, which has a political responsibility, of course, and there's an administrative office within that of the DG, that has administrative responsibilities, it is inclusive of the PFMA implementation. And when given, for instance, the mandate or functions of human resource functions or delegated human resource functions by the minister, for that responsibility too. So, if we then leave out this thing to a, you know, the ministry, because all this infighting between the DGs and the ministers, it will be like Parliament is endorsing that DGs are not useful in the department, therefore we are giving everything to the minister. If it's in the department, if the minister comes and says, you heard what the Parliament said about the department, they say we must do 1, 2, 3. So we have to account on 1, 2, 3, because this is Parliament that says we must do it. And, you know, the DG can say no, but they said you must do it. Other DGs can be very, very nasty. We say, but it's not my responsibility, it's your responsibility. And knowing that, sometimes they don't even tell them. But they'll leave it and say, but we thought you said the ministry, because we couldn't focus on that because we're waiting for the ministry to guide us. What if the minister takes it for granted that the DG is the person who looks into the things for you to do that? I think that, to me, that's why I have a problem, and maybe there's something that we have to verify from the House Chair whether he understands it as such. So that we are able then to say, because the practice has been, maybe we don't want to change, I don't know, but the practice has been good that you give them to the department. The department, the minister knows that I'm the leader of the department, and therefore I guide the department. So that he then takes responsibility and then hands over, you will delegate whatever he delegates. But you make sure that, because I account to Parliament, when I go to Parliament, so such issues as adopted by Parliament must have been done.
It's like telling you speaking to the committee and you play the check. Not do this. We know that you are telling the committee, but you cannot play the check. So we play the committee.
Commissioner?
I hear what you're saying, Comrade Chair, and I support your point. I think what we're going to have to do then is restructure these recommendations. Because if you look at them here, some of them relate to strategic objectives that obviously are handled by the minister, but and others relate to departmental activities. If you look at the first one, I mean, play an active role in the coordination of the departmental activities. Matter of its entity in order to ensure the provision of job creation and making security is realized. Now that would be directed at the ministry, you know. And then later on there are other ones that are clearly directed at the department. But then there are some where it is the minister's responsibility, you know. So I think we have to just look at the way in which we cast the various, in other words, we couldn't just transfer this list onto a different title, is what I'm saying. So I think we just need to look at what we're saying in those recommendations in the light of what you said.
I don't know what other members are saying, but then I feel this country is going to be a bit dangerous. I don't know what I was saying, but to be honest, you're going to be now doing something that was other in other ministers' departments. Ministers want to be hands-on on everything.
When initially I must say that that's why I was a bit quiet, because I was trying to think whether they were not referring to a ministry yet, initially. But you know, I want to concur with you. When we talk department, really, there's no department without a ministry. And therefore, each department has got two elements within it. As Comrade Sue is actually, or the honorable member is referring to.
Yeah,
I'll
come.
The issue really is that the two components that honorable member is referring to are here. However, you can't just unbundle them in the manner in which we want to try to do that now. I think it's better for us to talk about the department because it is also encapsulated in that. A minister is the driver of the department. It gives political and the judgment on all of it. And the DG on administrative issues is actually the arm of the department. But to look at issues and the overall supervisory responsibility falls to the minister. And I thought maybe to be on the same side, let us accept that department.
Even on 10.2,
yeah,
it is the same. The Minister of the Committee has got to ensure that the development finance committee, which includes this and that, and that. I can imagine.
I'm reading, he's making me read the email that says we must. The matter is going before the plenary tomorrow. When is that? Thursday, on Thursday. Yeah. So that we must then adopt, we have to adopt this before then. And saying it must go for it to appear on the 18th. We need a day before, table a day before, which is tomorrow. Actually, this is today. Yes. And we are not in a position to do that. Unless we table a draft, because it will be a document that's not adopted by the committee. And I can't do that, it's wrong. Unless you give us the blessings that we take it. We amend and then table it to this evening. It's up to the committee.
I think we can give you that.
You can give us that as well.
Thank you. Then
it means
we can find those things.
Anyway, I've never actually been in a rhythm now.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry to doubt me. Thank you very much.
Which means the living comes to an end now.
Come again?
I was saying that which means the living comes to an end.
No, we can't do that. We have to finish here so that I'm left to the other side. We're still on the EDD. Are we in agreement with all the issues here, the recommendations under the department? The recommendations under the DFI, the recommendations under the recreation board, of which I think we must put together.
Yeah, we're
taking
the mandate.
I know that when you don't want to work, you'll always be better. When you come across the document, someone says, we were not part of this, we don't know where it came from. And I'm alone there. I think that I just need to cut most of the issues. It's just about the better of integrating them. Oh, Nando Marie left. Is going to a funeral according to the SMS we sent. But colleagues, thank you very much. I think we are way beyond our finishing time, about 10 to 15 minutes. I think we understand what you want the report to look like. Then we make sure that by tonight, okay, thank you. Tonight, there is an invitation here for today, 5 to 9 p.m. I think it's Electricity Governance Initiative for South Africa, EGISA, promoting informed and constructive engagement between Parliament and civil society on energy, climate, and the transition to a green economy. I don't know if it's led by EDASA. They will today and tomorrow will be hosting a roundtable discussion. Today's one is in the EDASA offices, 63 Cape Town. The initial wanted me to be part of the roundtable, but because I think we haven't finalized that. Just this morning, I got an SMS asking whether I'm coming. Even if I go there, I won't be part of the panel because I really don't. I'm not prepared. But there was an invite. If you recall, we went back to the right before we went on to the committee around this thing. The today's one. There will be community representatives. The debate will be on presentations by community representatives and a debate on the plans and prospects for the green economy. Tomorrow, there will be a civil society, community leaders, and MPs roundtable discussion on renewable energy. So, those MPs or members who feel like going there, it does a 16th street, I don't know where about it is. Those outside Parliament. Those who are interested, it's from 5 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, today, from 5 to 9 p.m. So, financed by Heinrich Paul Gibson.
The question could be changed whether the rates take adoption or they don't.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
because when it finishes at 9, then you don't have to. Then we can discuss after that those who are interested so that they are able to have our transform. Yes. Otherwise, members, we have a program that we could not follow, but that we left with only 4 meetings for the year. So we'll make sure that we prioritize the issues that we have to deal with. Remember, we're supposed to meet with the banking institution, and we have to postpone because we're not ready for that. And we have also around at the end of this in November, the last week of November, we have to undertake our international study tour at the committee. We made an application, but unfortunately only 5 members could be allowed to go. And we had requested to go to 2 countries, that is Brazil and Venezuela. Only Brazil was approved because they said public enterprise has been to Venezuela and they have a report to that regard with regard to their trip. So perhaps they looked at our motivation and thought maybe they covered all the issues that we were going to look at. When I discussed with the House Chair, he indicated that unlike before where it was agreed that you can only have 1 trip a year, because of the type of a committee that we can go in, you know, and then take members in turn instead of taking a supporting that's what he said. He's requested that we make another application that will cover the concerns that all his comments we did. And we're still awaiting the approval. As soon as the speaker approves, then we will comment, we'll indicate who will be going. But three from the ruling party and one from COP and one from PA. Okay, that's how it is. And maybe Kaufman, because that's taken. If we live in, we think we'll be living on the 20th. Okay, we look at the date because initially we wanted to leave on the 26th until the 10th. The other thing is that they said you must reduce the number of days. And I said with number of days, you can't take less than 5 days. That excludes the traveling days. Because with Brazil, there's a lot to learn from traveling. And we have to make sure that we really get the most out of that country. Because really, the economic So we will be awaiting the response, and why I'm saying this is because members who have not undertaken any international trip, that is the criteria, selection criteria that they said we must put, whoever that has not undertaken any international trip will be given the opportunity to do. Okay. So that is the announcement. I hope there are no questions on this one because I'm just there. I don't think in that regard. I know the concerns are high concerns. You know what you're going to say to me are the concerns that are raised, but decisions are taken somewhere and I cannot really relate to the position. And in our next meeting, when we finally, after having a final approval, will then. Am I allowed, ma'am? I'm looking at time, so that I don't choose your lunch time. Yes. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.